Hello and welcome to week 3 of The Ultimate Habits. This week is about the habit cycle. So to understand the true influence and power your habits have and what it really takes to become unstoppable, it helps to understand how your habits actually come to be. There's a cycle that you go through every time you create a new habit or enforce an existing one. The cycle will always start with a step that we call the trigger. Normally, this is a way you don't like feeling or something you wish to move away from. It can be a thought, a feeling, a sound, a smell, anything you can experience. Defining the trigger that will move you into action without the need to think is the first step in creating a new habit. The actions that you do without thinking are referred to as your routine. Your routine could be anything from smoking a cigarette to biting your fingernails, and is meant to bring you to the final step of any habit, which is the reward. It doesn't matter how bad the habit seems to you, there is always some kind of reward that you gain from performing that habit on a daily basis. It is important to understand that all your habits at this point are completely unintentional. You didn't choose them. It seems like they just chose you. Every time you perform a habit, you don't think about it. It happens, you feel a certain way, and then you notice what you've done and start to judge yourself. You see this very clearly in those who overeat. They are enjoying themselves and not thinking twice about it until they notice that they are completely stuffed and actually miserable. So if habits are unintentional and I didn't choose them, then who did? Here is where things get interesting. So hear me out on this one. Years ago, neuroscientists in plenty of esteemed institutions like Harvard, NIT, and Stanford discovered that your brain functions in a very unique way. Since there is so much information to be processed every moment of every day, as we are flooded with information via our senses, our mind has created a way for us not to have to think about every little thing during every moment. Life would be very difficult if every day we had to think of how to perform the simplest tasks like walking, talking, eating, breathing, blinking. Imagine what life would be like if you had to constantly remind yourself every single time you needed to blink. To overcome this challenge, your mind has been split into two parts. The visible part that you know very well and you use on a daily basis to make choices and decisions. Then there is the invisible part that manages all the things you don't want to need to think about, like breathing, keeping your heart beating, digesting your food, detoxing your blood, remembering how to walk, talk, eat, speak, and so on. The easiest way to explain the difference between the two parts is to have you imagine an iceberg. An iceberg is just like your mind, because just like within an iceberg, there's about 10% of your mind that's visible, conscious, above the surface, while the leftover 90% is unconscious, unintentional, and hidden under the surface. We refer to the 10% as your conscious mind, and the 90% as your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is essentially a vast collection of unintentional habitual thoughts, behaviors, and actions. And the best way to really describe it is that for most people, they have no choice about what becomes a part of their subconscious mind. And that right there is the biggest part for all of us to digest. That 90% of what we do and think about is completely and totally unintentional. Luckily for us, having no choice about what goes into our subconscious mind wasn't a satisfactory option. At least for us at the Ultimate Results Coaching. So we developed a way for you to do exactly that. Make a choice about the habits in your subconscious mind. We needed to have that choice. To transform your habits, the first step will always be awareness. You have already identified your top habits that you want to install and overwrite. The next step is to identify the trigger for each of your dysfunctional habits. Identifying the trigger is easy. All you have to do is think back on yourself actually performing the habit. Follow along with this exercise as you listen, so you can experience going through the process for yourself before you continue for your homework. Close your eyes and imagine you can watch yourself performing this habit on a huge TV screen. You see yourself doing what you're doing, and what I want you to do is realize that you can pause the video and rewind it as well. Slowly rewind it back to the beginning, to just before you started the routine. If you pause it there, you should be able to figure out what is getting you to crave that habit. Maybe it's an emotion you wish to distract yourself from, like boredom, stress, anger, fear, sadness, frustration, shame, or guilt. Or maybe you're trying to fulfill a need, like feeling loved, or feeling safe, or secure, or successful, or generous, or important, or alive. Look closely and find the trigger to this habit. When you have identified the trigger, write it down. Now we move on to the really easy part, identifying the routine. This is the actual action that we perform, which most of us refer to as a habit. Identify the habit in the form of an action routine and write that down underneath your trigger. The third step is to identify the reward you receive from this habit. You created every habit for a reason, to fulfill some kind of need, to receive some kind of result, so there's always something that you gain from it. Write down the rewards you receive from performing this habit. Figure out, what do you get out of it? The fourth step is to write down what belief is created by the development of this habit. For example, if your habit is overeating, the belief may be developed is that I cannot control myself when I eat. Or if your habit is procrastinating your important tasks, maybe the belief would be, I never get anything done on time. Write down the beliefs that this habit creates. With that, we have all the information we need to create an ultimate habit. Your new ultimate habit will have the same trigger as your dysfunctional habits, but the routine, rewards, and beliefs will be very different. Write down all the possible routines you could be doing instead of the one you're currently doing. That's dysfunctional. Choose the routine that you would like to be doing most and write it down. Then, write down all the rewards you're going to get when you start your new routine. Be very clear and very specific here. Write down as many rewards as you can think of. There is no limit. There is no time limit. Really take your time on this one. Finally, write down what your new belief will be when you live this habit in your everyday life. And the way I want you to write this new belief down is in the form of an empowering question. So, for example, if your new routine was to meditate more, your reward may be that you relax even more. And your new belief is, in the form of an empowering question, why am I so relaxed every day of my life? Very simple. So move on to homework for week 3. What I want you to do is identify the triggers, routines, rewards, and beliefs of your top 5 dysfunctional habits. Then you're going to identify the new routines, rewards, and beliefs of your new 5 ultimate habits. Other than that, just continue to practice using empowering questions at least 5 per day and continue to practice mastering your inner dialogue, figuring out, adding more to your list of the habits you want to stop and the habits you want to stop stopping. That's it for week 3. I'll see you next week. On week 4, there's no audio, just homework for you to follow. Continue to listen to your audios from the other 3 weeks. Master them, listen to them over, allow them to become a part of your mind, and continue using the ultimate habits. I'll see you next week. Good luck.